I want to talk to you guys about my week. It's been a rough week, a stressful week, an overwhelming week filled with anxiety and PMSing and hormonal imbalances, and it's just been a mess. And the reason why I want to talk to you about my week is because I learned something from this week. And it's something that I keep learning over and over again, of course, and keep forgetting, but I think it's something worth sharing. I feel like Allah gives me moments of trials and struggles and difficulties. And then once those moments pass, He gives me moments of peace and resting and recovering from the trials and difficulties. And once I entered the moments of peace and taking a break, once Allah has decided, yeah, she's had enough, she can rest now, let's give her a break. That's when I start to forget the feeling that I had when I was going through it. Which I feel like is a good thing, because if Allah didn't allow us to forget how we felt in traumatic experiences, everything would be a lot more unbearable. But it's not necessarily a good thing, because when you're too deep into the enjoyment of this dunya, you tend to forget why you're here. There's literally a verse from the Quran that says, "And what is the life of this world if not the enjoyment of delusion?" I can't remember what verse it was. I knew this very clear. I knew it was very clear in my head, but I can't remember. The reason why I want to talk about my week is because last week was a great week for me. It was amazing, mentally, emotionally. I was filled and surrounded with love. It was a peaceful week. It was a week that I had enjoyed. And this week, from Monday up to now, was horrible. And a bit, it felt too real. In the midst of all the anxiety, all the stress, and all the struggle, it felt extremely real. And I forgot that none of it is real. You see, I say this a lot, but life is a test. In one of my favorite books, Reclaim Your Heart from Life Shackles, she describes life as, I think it was a fire alarm system. You know how like sometimes you'll hear the sound of a fire alarm, let's say in a building or something, and it's just a drill. There's no fire. They're just testing it. It's just a drill. It's not real. She described life in that exact same way. Everything that you go through is not real. It's just a drill. It's just a test to see how you're going to act, how you're going to react. None of it is real. And normally I know this, but in the midst of all the stress and anxiety, I felt drained. I felt anxious. I forgot why I was here, why I was being tested. It was hard for me to remember all these things. It's very hard to remember in the moment that none of it is real and that it's only as real as you make it. Once again, I mean, let's not forget about the hormones though, because they played a huge role in my week, y'all. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the things that happened to me this week would not have been that deep if I wasn't PMSing. But everything happens for a reason. Allah is the best of planners. Once I took a moment to look back at every single day of this week, y'all, every single day of this week has been a struggle for me. I went from having an amazing week last week to having a week full of struggle this week. And what this taught me is, you know how there's this one dua that I make all the time where I ask Allah, "Ya Allah, please detach my heart from this dunya, detach my heart from the things of this dunya and the people of this dunya." How can I consistently make this dua and get upset when Allah answers the dua? Let me explain. Absolutely nothing helps you detach faster from this dunya than when you're going through it, than this dunya kicking you when you're already down. nothing will help you detach faster. Like, when you're going through it, nothing matters anymore. You're over it. You don't want to be here. But when everything is good, during that week where everything was good, I was at peace, I was enjoying myself, my heart grew a bit more attached to this dunya. And I look at this week as a reminder. Because last week, my heart grew a bit more attached to this dunya. This week, Allah decided, I'm going to remind you why you wanted to detach your heart from this dunya. You see, a few days ago, I was thinking about how my mindset changed about sadness. Because, you know, everyone goes through times where they feel random waves of sadness. It happens to everyone. It happens to me. And usually what I would do is I would sit there for hours overanalyzing. See, one thing that I do that I hate about myself is I overanalyze. And I'm really trying to work on it. But that's usually what I do when I feel those random waves of sadness that I don't understand because they came from nowhere, out of nowhere. There's no reason. I can't understand it. Why do I feel this way? Instead of asking myself all these questions now, what I do is I realize and I understand that whenever I feel a random wave of sadness and I don't know where it's from, it's a sign and a reminder from Allah that my heart is craving a conversation with its maker. So what do? I run to him. I run to tahajjud. I run to whatever will bring me closer to him. Because he put that sadness in my heart and he's the only one who can remove it. So that's how I interpret it now. If I'm feeling a heavy or not heavy wave of sadness, I don't know where it's coming from, I know it's him reminding me, we haven't spoken in a minute. What's going on? So I knew this and I still forgot while I was going through it. You know, I was told once that about those random waves of sadness, that when you feel empty and sad out of nowhere, it's because your soul is craving home. Your soul misses home, which is Jannah. Because we do not live here. We do not belong here. And this dunya will never stop proving us that we do not belong here. Because life doesn't get easier, but you do get stronger. Honestly, that's what I learned from this week. And I'm grateful for the good and the bad. I feel like that's the balance. We need a balance. We need some good and bad. It can't be good all the time. And it won't be bad all the time. Because Allah doesn't bear a soul more than it can handle. So whenever you're going through something, ask yourself, why is Allah putting me through this? What is he trying to teach me? Because this week, Allah was trying to remind me. His goal was to remind me of my dua. The dua that I consistently make all the time. Ya Allah, please detach my heart from this dunya. This week was a reminder of that dua. Because last week was so good that I was going back, slowly going back into my old ways. Going back into my love and attachment for this dunya. This week reminded me, none of it is real. And what is the life of this world, if not the enjoyment of delusion?